Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. Who gets taxed in the United States and by how much has changed both drastically and quickly over the past century. Back in early 1916, for instance, America's richest faced 7% tax rates on incomes over half a million. That's about $11.5 million in today's dollars. But by the end of 1918, income over 1 million faced a 77% federal tax. To put that in perspective, the average worker wage was 22 cents per hour in 1910. Since then, the top tax rate on America's rich has been even higher than that 77%, and quite a bit lower as well. We're now living in a low phase. No dollar of a billionaire's income today ever faces a federal income tax rate over 37%. Some new members of Congress have recently proposed that the U.S. tax code ought to subject annual incomes over $10 million to the 70% tax rate, a rate that was once considered just plain common sense. Economic output, or GDP per person, has almost doubled over the past 40 years, but the bulk of the bounty has flowed to the very rich. The middle class has received relative crumbs. If middle class pay had increased as fast as the economic growth, the average middle class family would today earn about $15,000 a year or more than it does after taxes and benefits. Instead, that middle class family has effectively forfeited that money to the rich year after year after year. Back in 76, the middle of a decade where the top tax rate never dipped below 70%, America's top 1% collected just 9% of the nation's income. America's bottom 90%, meanwhile, pulled down 67%, two-thirds of the nation's income total. That seemed fair to me. By 2017, after years of tax cuts on high incomes, the income share of America's bottom 90% has dropped from that two-thirds of the national total to just under one-half. The income share of the top 1%, by contrast, has soared to 21.5%. Let's talk dollars and cents instead of percentages. In 1976, America's top 1% averaged $425,000 a year after adjusting for inflation. But by 2017, it jumped to $1.4 million, while America's bottom 90% averaged $35,576 in today's dollars and just $35,600 in 2017. Over the past 40 years, our government has helped the rich at the expense of everyone else. As a result, this soaring inequality is threatening the basic fabric of American life. Over the sweep of history, the main reason the societies have declined is due to the domination by a narrow elite that have organized society for their own benefit at the expense of the vast mass of the people. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.